Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C, senor. Deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Information Complex. My bowels.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show live this Tuesday, November the 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2022. This morning, laboring under the tutelage of Honorary General Manager Those Days, as in one of those days. Ay, ay, ay. Tell you more of that, more about that to come. I'm this close to pulling out a gun and shooting my computer. It's a good thing we don't have guns at work. Switched to this MacBook. It's my older MacBook that I thought, great, wouldn't, you know, hang up and grind like this stupid PC, but there's something terribly wrong with it. Our show now. I had like 25 tabs open of all the stuff I wanted to talk about, carefully arranged, and, you know, the reader view, so it wouldn't constantly be playing idiotic videos at me and stuff, which is, you know, I wonder about their websites, and there are a lot of them. Jack and I have this running joke that the more conservative a website, the more dysfunctional the site is. And I don't know why that is exactly, but you open up a news story and, for the purpose of reading it. And there's a video version of it that auto plays. And then there's an ad that auto plays. And then you've got like an animation going in a different ad. And is somebody supposedly watching all these things simultaneously? Do some of you have that ability, or is it just incredibly annoying? And you have to go through and hit the X or you know, to close that or pause that or go to reader view if you have that in whatever web browser you like and make it impossible to use anything. So here I sit looking at my computer. I was just going to print an email for a mailbag. And now for the last 3 minutes, it's been loading the print preview, which is a task that should take about 3 seconds. I'm going to cancel you, which will probably just screw it up even more. I'm telling you. So, oh, yeah, back to the one of those days things. So Jack's out. He's spending time with his boys, which is fabulous. But obviously, you know, if my computer's going to crash, having another dude who has all of his stuff ready to go would obviously be an asset. We're a man down because young Alex went off to take a job, and we're lining up a successor, which is going to be fine and great. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. But so we're shorthanded on that. So anyway, oh, there we go. There's the old print preview I tried to close about 30 seconds ago. There it closed. Nice. Nice. Yeah, Hanson, I think during the commercial break, I'm going to have to do something drastic here. The show's just not going to happen. Among other things, China is opening prisons in the United States.
Now, come on, China!
I know, and it's not that they're, you know, getting into the, like, the private prison industry or anything like that. It's that they're snatching people up from our streets and putting them in secret prisons on the streets of the United States. And yes, the FBI is aware of this, and they're highly concerned about it.
China is an asshole!
That's a good point, sir. We're going to talk about the utterly dysfunctional effort to get people off the streets in Cal Unicornia, bums, junkies, and the folks who've just had life do them wrong and probably, you know, could use some help from taxpayers. Also, the outrage in Russia is getting louder and louder about the Russian conscripts being thrown to the front lines in deplorable conditions. And I don't mean the conditions on the ground. I mean, they're unequipped, practically unarmed. They have to buy their own winter coats, their own boots. A lot of them are hauling suitcases on wheels like they're going on vacation. Meanwhile, Russia is running low on weaponry and ammunition in a way that makes experts wonder how long they can sustain the effort. The Ukrainians have taken terrible losses too, but they have the advantage of being financed by the Western world, so they have that going for them. Oh, and then, again, if I can get my stinking computer to work, the behavior of FIFA at the World Cup, where the United States tied Wales. The behavior of the FIFA people at the corrupt, bribe-ridden World Cup there in Qatar is just unbelievable. What a strange and anachronistic organization. Something that bent and corrupt. Well, okay. I was about to say shouldn't exist in the modern world anymore. That was a little naive. It's unusual for something that bent and corrupt to be so openly bent and corrupt and so undeniably corrupt, yet be the object of great celebration. Keeping in mind, of course, a lot of the great celebration is the networks that are selling commercials for people who either want to watch us tie Wales 1-1 or, you know, whatever else, soccer match, whatever other soccer match they're drawn to. But tremendous amount of money involved, so everybody pretends that it isn't just an S show in an oppressive, fundamentalist, crappy country. I'm frustrated enough. I might say something terrible today. Michael, I need you to be on guard, all
okay,
right?
Okay, I'm right here. I'm here for you, Joe.
I need you to think, you know, the fellas, their career probably has a little more life in it. Why don't I hit the dump button and ask Joe if he really means that, if I go too far?
Well, plus, I'm still paying off my car, so,
you know. Right. Well, yeah, you got a bride, you got a car, you got a place, you got to keep your gig. And if we go, God knows what'll, you know, take our place. Never mind. See, that's the sort of thing I shouldn't say. Right? Knowing on the hand that feeds us, that would be ill-advised. I won't do it. So give me another second to try to get my stinking computer to work, and we'll come back with that, with his actually an excellent freedom-loving quote of the day, plus mailbag. But first, let's start the show officially now, according to FCC rules and regulations, for which we are bleeping sticklers. Let's go at Mark.
And then you look into your own soul, and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart! Good day!
Hey, wait a minute. Is that the Hale Fauci guy?
It sure is.
Wow.
Have you been a good little Nazi?
Yeah, I'd recognize that voice like it's that of...
Hail Fauci!
So, different rant, different topic? Was he back at San Diego City Council, or we need the facts on this story?
Maricopa County.
In Arizona?
Yep.
What? All right. Evidently, this guy is, you know, Mr. Hazrant will travel. All right, the details on that, and I'm sure there's more. I'm guessing there's more, Michael?
No!
Yeah, we do have more.
We do have more. Oh, that's beautiful. So we'll have that for you and much more coming up. Hang around, would you? It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know what's going to happen, Michael, if I don't get my computer functioning again. Open phones Tuesday.
I disconnected the phones. That's going to be a problem.
How you doing? Jack is off. He's spending some time with his sons, which is fabulous. I think they're doing Universal Studios in Los Angeles today, which would be fantastic. Can't wait to hear about it. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day from Thomas Sowell. Actually, a double shot at Thomas, one of my intellectual heroes. Racism is not dead, but it is on life support. Kept alive by politicians, race hustlers, and people who get a sense of superiority by denouncing others as racists. You know, that was a quote that he unleashed a number of years ago. I couldn't give you a date on it. I'd really love to hear him updated. He probably has, in a way, because the game has changed since then. It's not just the sense of superiority in the politicians and race hustlers, although they certainly exist, but the race hustlers have changed their game. And now it's the whole Marxism under another guise, wearing another mask thing, where they failed with the class warfare. So now they're trying to start race warfare so they can tear down the free markets and representative government in the name of a Marxist utopia. But the rationale is no longer, again, the battle of the classes. It's the battle of the races. But either way, you have to tear down the system. And so that's why, you know, this new racism, this racist anti-racism has become such a big thing. It's just Marxism in another mask. Then another thing Thomas Sowell said, it's hard to imagine a more stupid or more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong. That would be, to a large extent, bureaucrats who are not voted for. I mean, it's tough to vote people out of office in your actual elected offices because of, you know, safe districts and gerrymandering and the rest of it and the power of incumbency. I mean, that's difficult enough. Never mind the bureaucrat who was appointed by somebody 17 years ago. Nobody ever checks whether they're accomplishing anything. They have 350 employees and a budget of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars. Anyway, mailbag. Oh, that actually reminds me. Great email a little bit later on about socialism in practice in Europe and how it works and when it doesn't work and how it would never work in the United States and why. I thought it was very insightful and actually draws from experience. Nice note from Zach here on the topic of violence. Joe, I had a thought while listening to the show yesterday, hour one. You made a comment about the selfishness and narcissism that ties on to people being more willing to hurt others. Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I can't help but think there's a correlation between the rise in willingness to commit violence and the rise in social media. Not only does it allow people to easily find validation of their perceived grievances with the echo chambers of the social media, but it allows them to readily get the notoriety that prior to social media they may have never gotten otherwise and never would have thought much about either. Which only feeds into those selfish impulses of being noticed and having the spotlight on them. Maybe I'm just talking out of my blank, but I'm 31, watch social media go through its inception, what it is now, and it seems like the nature of people and how they interact with each other is much worse than when I was growing up, and violence has been growing with that. Not to mention that every single one of these psychos always has a giant social media trail filled with red flags. Yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to your thinking there, Zach. It's a culture of narcissism, and in a related story, a culture that desperately seeks fame at every moment. A culture of young people who've been taught that their smallest grievances are a disaster and evidence of the world being unfair, and that there should be a redress of every tiny grievance, which is a real cultural change. Moving along, Ted writes, suggests an article about the Trump special prosecutor that Merrick Garland appointed and the rest of it. The quote that really got me was Garland's justification for the secret prosecutor. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I've concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. His rationale being, look, the guy I work for and the guy I'm investigating are going to run against each other for office. I can't be the referee here. I got to go out, find a totally independent referee, give him the whistle and the striped shirt, which makes sense. But then Ted goes on to make an interesting point. Wouldn't that have been a good reason to investigate Biden's crime family ties to influence peddling and bribes and corruption accusations? If two people are running for the same position, one of them needs to be investigated by a special counsel because of the public interest. Shouldn't they both be investigated by special counsels, and shouldn't both investigations be announced in the public interest? Well, it hasn't reached that stage yet, Ted, the whole Biden crime family influence peddling thing, partly because they've had the entirety of the media on their side. And so it's difficult to generate much heat on a story or an investigation with the utter lack of cooperation of the mainstream media. Did you see that? What is it? 729 days later, I think the number is. I'll look it up, but CBS News has said, yeah, turns out the Hunter Biden laptop is indeed legitimate. That is his laptop. Oh, thanks, CBS. You are just really admirable news people. That's some real good reporting there. Holy crap.
Hunter, you're a loser.
It is difficult to generate enough support to get something done in Washington, D.C., if the mainstream media is determined to tamp it down. All of that is changing a little bit, as you can see by CBS. I mean, late to the party. The party's over. We've cleaned up. It's weeks later. We sold the house, and we live somewhere else. But CBS is now finally saying, yeah, okay, it appears that Biden probably won't run again, and Trump's out of office, so yes, we can admit it. Yes, yeah, Biden, crime family thing's got something to it, probably. Yeah, probably so. Unbelievable.
You dumb bastards.
Oops, I grabbed the wrong thing. Let's see, how about this? Jack has asked, has our divided nation reached peak divide yet? Most emphatically no, writes JT. It's only common sense that in order for both sides to reach peak divisiveness, they have to get to a point where they feel guilty for going too far. Usually that feeling of, oops, I went too far, happens right after your own side pushes back in disgust. Not only has the left not gotten to the point of feeling guilty or pushing back on their own side, they're fully leaning into and celebrating their outlandish antics. In many cases, they believe their own lies. How many people still believe the Trump collusion hoax? Rasmussen did a poll on that. Yeah, the spin has now been that Trump really did collude with the Russians, but they couldn't prove it in spite of the Mueller report. Anyway, moving along to the are we at the peak divide yet? The left has been gaining popularity with their base the more lies and the more outlandish they behave. Calling every Republican racist? Check. Calling them irredeemable and deplorable? Check. Calling minor tweaks to voting laws Jim Crow on steroids? Check. Knowingly lying about Mitt Romney's taxes, the fake Trump collusion, claiming that the midterm win for the GOP equates to a loss of democracy? Check, check, and check. Rather than getting any pushback from their own side, the leftist media and leftist voters are joyous at the lies and the divisive rhetoric coming from the left. To paraphrase Golda Meir, wow, that's a throwback, former Prime Minister of Israel, there will never be a lowering of the divisiveness until the Democrats hate hateful lies more than they hate the GOP. That is a pretty good paraphrasing. Where does socialism work and why it could never work in the U.S., among other things? FIFA madness at the World Cup. Stay with us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Talk 650 KSTE.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Happy holiday week. Hope you have something interesting, exciting, rewarding planned. And if not, I don't know, watch some football. This is funny that this should come out right now, having just read that great quote from Thomas Sowell. Let me reach over there and get it. It's an amazing coincidence. But it's hard to imagine a more stupid or more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong. As we went to commercials, got this news alert from the Wall Street Journal. Ethics Watchdog Group seeks probes into oversight of official stock trading conflicts. A nonpartisan group that monitors government ethics filed a series of legal complaints alleging the federal government is failing to adequately enforce conflict of interest rules. Imagine that. First, there are no rules. Then the people say, hey, y'all are like getting rich and manipulating policy to make yourselves even richer, so we need to institute those rules, these rules. But then they just don't enforce them. And this is widespread. The Campaign Legal Center called on the executive branch agency that oversees ethics rules to investigate what it called deficiencies in enforcement at several agencies. The group also requested that internal investigators at 4 federal agencies examine whether their ethics programs complied with federal rules. The legal filings were prompted by a series of articles in the Wall Street Journal revealing that thousands of federal employees at 50 federal agencies held stock in the very companies that were regulated by the agencies where they worked. The agencies, quote, have repeatedly allowed senior officials to own and trade in stock in companies that appear to create conflicts of interest with their official duties, the complaint said. Further, an investigation can determine whether the scope and severity of deficiencies in the ethics program's guidance on financial conflicts of interest is greater than currently publicly known. Separately, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill say that changes in the political landscape in Washington could make it more likely that Congress takes up legislation next year to overhaul the government's rules regarding stock ownership by federal officials. Rep. Kevin McCarthy, a California Republican lawmaker expected to serve as House Speaker, is considering a sweeping ethics reform package aimed at restoring public trust in the government, an aide told the Journal. Wow, that would be great if it has any teeth, if it's real. It's like, it reminds me, you know, in the wake of the terrible shooting in Colorado Springs, where my mom and dad lived for years and years, and I spent many, many enjoyable days visiting. The hue and cry goes up immediately that we need more gun laws, and we need to more tightly control guns and red flags and that. And some of it might be worth looking into if it's done in a reasonable way that scores with the Constitution. But then you see every damned progressive prosecutor in America, and a new one, a complete radical, just got elected in Alameda County, where Oakland, California is. Oaklanders, folks living in Alameda County, run for your lives. You're about to see an explosion of crime. I mean, even more than you've seen already, because you've got one of those Marxists coming in who doesn't believe in prosecuting criminals. It's going to go to hell. Anyway, but so you got the lefty prosecutors refuse to enforce any of the gun laws because they say, well, disproportionate. We need equity. More black people are arrested for gun laws or gun violations or Hispanic people, which is proof it's racist. So we're not going to arrest anybody. Felons with guns. Well, if they're the wrong color, we can't arrest them because that's a proof of racism. And so you pass all these gun laws, and then the very progressives that are shouting the loudest for them refuse to enforce them. It's just crazy. So anyway, back to the whole ethics thing. And if McCarthy is serious about these rules, well, this would be a good thing. Under consideration is legislation to ban or restrict members of Congress and senior executive branch employees from owning or trading stock. Earlier this year, Mr. McCarthy said that if Republicans took control of the House, he would consider prohibiting lawmakers from holding or trading stocks. He didn't support any Democratic bills proposing such a ban. The Campaign Legal Center filed complaints with the Inspectors General for the Environmental Protection Agency, where they're crooked, Defense Department, crooked, Federal Trade Commission, crooked, Health and Human Services Department, also crooked, in addition to the Office of Government Ethics, which is probably crooked. Among the examples the group cited from the Journal's reporting was an EPA official who reported owning oil and gas stocks with his husband, a defense official who traded stock in a Chinese company while the agency deliberated over whether to add the company to a blacklist. Holy cow! They've got more or less the power of life and death in the American market over this company, and this guy's trading those stocks. Unfreaking believable. An FTC official who traded stock in Facebook, now Meta, while his office coordinated an investigation involving the company. And golly gee, he knew precisely when to buy and precisely when to sell. So you got that. And you got young people in particular who have this misplaced faith in the idea of socialism. Sounds good to them. Their Marxist professors all tell them it's the way to go. Their progressive teachers in elementary school and high school were pitching it and saying capitalism is mean. That's the only reason people are living on the street. And so, you know, as Churchill put it, if you're 20 and not a liberal, you have no heart. And if you're 40 and not a conservative, you have no brain. I excuse the young for their naive views of socialism because on paper it looks great. When you have it amongst humankind, it's a miserable failure. Always will be. Always has been. With very, very few exceptions. And I think the exceptions are worth looking at because they clarify the picture of why it'll never work, for instance, in the United States. And we got a note from a friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show who lived for years abroad in Denmark and observed how that socialist, quasi-socialist system worked. Super interesting. And we'll hit you with it after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Speaking of things to be cynical about, over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally. Scumbags want to steal your Christmas presents. They know you've been shopping. They know you got stuff under the tree or stashed in your closets or whatever. Burglaries spike during the holiday season. That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind. We love it because it's the best home security you can buy. It's less expensive. 24/7 professional monitoring service, for instance, costs under a dollar a day, which is less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. And Simply Safe is whole home security, advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, depending on which threats you face. And in an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence, verify the threat is real so you get priority police response. Don't miss your chance to save 50% off any new system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Biggest sale of the year, simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Dear gents, writes Scott and family, I want to share my experience living abroad in Denmark with my family and how the many positives of their highly functioning government and society are not a model for our federal government here in America. When my family moved to Denmark during the pandemic, we were in awe of how highly functioning their society is. There are no bums in the big city of Copenhagen. Town drunks, sure, but they were harmless and kept to their own little cliques. Not shouting profanities or threats at my children. Not a speck of trash to be seen outside of trash receptacles. How nice would that be? Highly digitalized healthcare, amongst other things. One can actually swim in the clear Copenhagen Harbor. Not a feat accomplished by most large U.S. port towns. Amazing infrastructure. Bike lanes with their own curbs, own street signals. Grandiose parks for kids at every block. Public transportation that is quite clean, never more than 30 seconds late. And a personal income tax rate starting above 50%. Above. Why not build all these wonderful things? And short election cycles with multiple parties to choose from. Is this an argument for socialism in America? Quite the opposite. Denmark has a total population smaller than Silicon Valley. So here's where we're getting into the praise you always hear about your Denmarks and Scandinavias and Norways and stuff like that. Has a total population smaller than Silicon Valley, a few million people. Imagine running a small country where everyone dresses alike, thinks alike, and has similar interests. Sounds kind of easy, actually. Given their uniformity, Danes are more racist and xenophobic than they will ever admit. But it's because they have a good thing going and they view outsiders who bring in different sets of values and norms as a threat to their utopia. You know, I've said it many times, diversity is great in a lot of ways. It's really interesting. And in a country with our system, you're going to have it. So you just have to figure out how to deal with it most productively. But America's greatest strength is not diversity, which the soft heads always say. Our greatest strength is unity. Any country's greatest strength is unity. Now, if it's unity that turns into racism and xenophobia, you got to deal with that. But unity is what's so important, and you never hear pitched by our government. You do, but only in a phony way, like right after an election. Then they go right back to pitching divisiveness as quickly as possible. But unity makes things great. Part of the reason the United States has become much more complex and dysfunctional and ugly in a lot of ways is because the shared values that the predominantly Judeo-Christian white people and black people, for that matter, and Hispanic people shared is now crumbling. Is that an argument for persecution or xenophobia or anything like that? No, it's an argument for realism. Just realism. If I have a softball team, it's been playing together for years and years. We all agree on everything. We play well together. Everybody gets along. And then a newcomer comes in. It's got very different attitudes about teamwork and strategy or whatever. That's going to make things more difficult and complicated. Maybe better eventually, but not necessarily. It's called realism. Anyway, back to Denmark, where I'm sure it's colder than hell. Oh, okay, so they view outsiders who bring their own sets of values and norms as a threat to their utopia. We are too big and have too many people with diverse interests. To me, living in Denmark provided evidence for more states' rights and creating of laws that reflect values at the local level. The federal government should provide the bare bones, which both sides can agree are necessary, leaving its nuances, or the nuances, with regional and local politics. If we think about European countries more as states, in the U.S., given their geographical size and population, then America draws many analogies to the EU, dysfunctional and divided. So let's look beyond the word country when comparing and contrasting, and let's think a little more about that fluffy stuff like cultural norms and values. In that case, we'll see each state is more like a country in the EU. Floridians have a different set of values and norms than Caledorkians. It's like comparing Greece to Finland. I could go on and on, but you get it. You know, Scott, yeah, it might be slightly overstated to say that comparing Californians with Floridians is like Greeks and Finns, but you're on the right track, absolutely. Well, and then, to return to a theme that we've hit more than once, let's go with California because I know it better than Florida. Northern California, actual Northern California and Eastern California is vast, beautiful, rural, agricultural, small towns, very red, very independent. They are completely ruled by the densely populated dens of iniquity in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Sacramento and increasingly San Diego, which is heartbreakingly becoming more and more lefty. Those distinctions between the rural and the urban are increasingly ignored in American government and really in American society when we talk about these things. And it's absolutely insane, absolutely freaking insane that the rural Californians, call them Denmarkians, should be forced to dance to the tune of the urban people, who might as well be Greek. It's just so obvious when you think about it. But the consolidation of power is inevitable, which is why we formed a government and a system and a constitution that was meant to resist it, but that's not working so well. More to come. Hope you can stay tuned. If you ever miss a chunk of the show and you want to grab it, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Police in Moscow, Idaho, expanding their search for the killer of four University of Idaho students in a rental house just off campus. They're now asking for everyone in a large surrounding area to check surveillance cameras for possible evidence. This as investigators search for clues in and around the brutal crime scene. Police now say the 911 call came from the phone of one of the roommates who was in the house at the time of the slayings and unhurt. Police also say several other people were in the house before the first cops arrived. They thought their friends had just passed out. They are not under suspicion, but police still believe there was a specific target.
We believe they're targeted because we take a totality of all the circumstances.
That reporting, obviously, on the murders at the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho, just terrible. Still no suspects identified, no arrests, obviously, no murder weapon. Dan Springer of Fox News has a little more.
The bodies were found in bedrooms on the second and third floors. The victims likely attacked while they slept. Some managed to fight back, suffering defensive wounds, including Kaylee Gonsaves, whose father spoke with Lawrence Jones of Fox News.
They're telling us that there's so much evidence that it's going to take a lot of time to process it all. This wasn't like a pinpoint crime. This person was sloppy.
With the killer still on the loose...
Okay. People are hesitating to come back to campus. I know that. Not sure what the rest of that sentence was going to be, but I'm sure it was fascinating. Yeah, very troubling. I find myself thinking about jealous ex-boyfriends, that sort of thing. Since they were in separate bedrooms, allegedly asleep, why killing more than... say, ex-girlfriend and new boyfriend, I don't know. But this monster is still out and about. Meanwhile, and then we'll move on from mayhem, but as long as we're talking about it, the shooting at the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, have you heard about this Richard Fierro, an Army vet, who was there with his family? He was at a table with his wife, his daughter, and several friends, watching a drag show that was being one of the participants, I guess, was a high school friend of her daughter, his daughter, rather. And so they're having a laugh, having a couple of drinks, whatever. You'd seek whatever entertainment you find interesting. But they were watching the drag show when the sudden flash of gunfire ripped across the nightclub, and instincts forged during four combat deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan instantly kicked in. Fight back, he told himself. Protect your people. Quoting from the New York Times now, in an interview at his house on Monday, where his wife and daughter were still recovering from injuries, Mr. Fierro, who spent 15 years as an Army officer, left as a major in 2013, according to military records, described charging through the chaos at the club, tackling the gunman, and beating him bloody with the gunman's own gun. He says, quote, I don't know exactly what I did. I just went into combat mode, shaking his head as he stood in his driveway. I just know I had to kill this guy before he kills us. Authorities are holding scumbag, age 22, on charges killing five people. The death toll could go much higher, or it could have gone much higher, if the patrons of the bar had not stopped the gunman. He saved a lot of lives. He spoke of the incredible humility of Mr. Fierro. Interestingly, it was his first time at a drag show. He was having fun because it was so silly, but he'd done multiple combat tours. And the stress of that and the post-traumatic stress in particular had been plaguing him. In Iraq and Afghanistan, he'd been shot at, seen roadside bombs, shred trucks in his platoon, lost friends. He was twice awarded the Bronze Star. And for a long time after coming home, crowds put him on edge. He couldn't help but be vigilant, sat against the wall facing the door. He couldn't relax. He was often distrustful, quick to anger, etc. He was working hard on it with a psychologist and medication, and now he's at this nightclub and a lunatic starts shooting. It's just too tragic, but he heroically saved many lives. You've got to fight. Run, hide, then fight. More to come, including the great Mike Slater next hour. Stay with us if you can.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.